Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to your Jefferson County Commissioners Court meeting for Monday, May 4th, 2015. We'll begin our meeting today with an invocation led by Commissioner Arnold, followed by the Pledge of Allegiance led by Commissioner Weaver. If you'll rise, please.
Please join me in prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, thank you for allowing us to live in this great nation, where our freedoms are numerous and sometimes taken for granted. Lord, I ask that you give us, this elected body, the guidance and wisdom to make the right decisions that are legal, ethical, and that are representative of the residents of Jefferson County. I ask a very special blessing for those who are less fortunate than us and for those who don't have the freedoms of worship or government that represents their interests. I pray all these things in your precious name. Amen.
Please join me in reciting the nation's pledge.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
All right. We will begin a little bit out of order today. Under County Commissioners, we'll take up items B, C, and D. Item B is to consider approve a proclamation for Mental Health Awareness Month. Item C is to consider and possibly approve a proclamation for Travel and Tourism Week. And item D is to consider and possibly approve a proclamation for Drug Court Month. Do I have a motion on those three items? Second. Been moved by Commissioner Arnold, seconded by Commissioner Alford. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it unanimously. And I'd like to ask the representatives that are here for Mental Health Awareness Month from Ms. Sennett, Ms. Cashmere, Ms. Bordelon, if you'd come up to the podium. Commissioner Weaver is going to. Oh, Commissioner Arnold has that. Excuse me.
Thank you very much. My name is Monique Sennett, and I'm here with the Spindletop Center. And along with me, I have several representatives, some of our board members from the Spindletop Center, Baptist Hospital, and Mental Health America of Southeast Texas. And we just want to thank our Jefferson County Commissioners Court and, of course, our county judge for allowing us to help raise awareness on this important issue within our community. Here at the Spindletop Center, we offer many great resources, and we just want to help educate and raise awareness within our community about the importance of educating yourself on mental health issues all around. We have a very exciting mental health fair that's on May 15th, and it's going to be from 9 to 2 p.m. at the Theodore Johns Library here in Beaumont. And we invite everyone out to come visit with us and learn more about these important issues. And we thank you once again.
Well, thank you so much, and thank y'all for coming to court today. We appreciate the work that Spindletop does, obviously, especially in partnership with Baptist. You might not know, but Texas is 50th out of the 50 states in funding for mental health initiatives, and not something that we're proud of, but Spindletop and Baptist Hospital, with extremely limited resources, have responded to and assisted with the mental health epidemic in the community over the last several years, and without them, the streets of Jefferson County would be considerably different than they are, and a lot of these people need a lot of help. A lot of the problems are, most of the time, are with medical non-compliance. We do about 2,000 mental health hearings a year, and it's much busier than we'd like it to be, but they do a great job with very limited resources, and we're appreciative of that.
Thank you.
Thank you.
One other quick comment. I will say that in some of my traveling back and forth to Austin, that the state legislature, both the Senate and the House, are looking at a substantial increase in mental health funding across the state. So if that happens, that is something we can all be appreciative of as well, because that will mean a lot to the local entities that receive funding. So let's keep our fingers crossed.
Thank you.
We got a little bump last legislative session. We jumped up to 49th, but then Mississippi knocked us off.
Thank you.
All right, next, Kathy, you're here for a proclamation relating to Travel and Tourism Week. Please come forward. Commissioner Weaver does have that one.
We have a whole entourage.
I think they had something to bring forward to mental health.
For mental health?
Yes.
No. Oh, for tourism. Okay.
No, she was mental health.
Yeah. Okay, it's my pleasure to read this proclamation. National Tourism Week, whereas travel has a positive effect on Texas and the nation's economic prosperity and image abroad, to business productivity, and to individual travelers' well-being, and whereas travel to and within Texas provides significant economic benefits for the state, generating $67.5 billion spent directly by travelers and tax revenues of $4.7 billion for the state and local governments, funds used to support essential services and programs. And whereas travel is among the largest industries in the state, supporting 1.1 million jobs in 2013, including 601,000 directly in the travel industry and 529,000 in other industries. And whereas travel in Jefferson County, Texas provides economic benefits for the county, employing 5,420 jobs and generating 7,864,700 in local tax revenue and 508 million in total direct travel spending. And whereas travel spending in our region enhances the lives of local residents through sales tax paid by out-of-town guests, thereby decreasing residents' taxes to cover services enjoyed by all. And whereas travel is a catalyst that moves the local economy forward and builds on the visitor amenities and experiences available for travelers and local residents. Now, therefore, the Commissioners Court of Jefferson County does hereby proclaim the week of May 2nd through May 10th, 2015, as Travel and Tourism Week in Jefferson County, Texas, and urges all citizens to recognize and observe the impact that tourism has in Jefferson County, Texas. Signed this day, Judge Jeff Rannick and all commissioners.
Kathy. Thank you so Welcome. Much. We are so proud to be here with travel. I can't talk today. With travel, I call it National Tourism Week. So I'm old school, but we're so glad to be here to celebrate this in Jefferson County. And really, the most important thing that you just talked about was taxes. And if we didn't have tourism and we didn't have all this funding, all those numbers you heard coming in, then the taxes would go up. So we worked very hard to bring tourists into the city and get them to spend the night, spend some money, let it generate back over into our economy, and then, of course, go back and tell their friends and get them to come back to the area. And to do this great job, we have a lot of partners within the area. I want to introduce myself, Kathy Hughes. I'm the director at the Ben Rogers Visitor Center, and that is a visitor center that is run by Jefferson County. Just want to make sure everyone knows that. I've got Joe Simeon. He will keep the restrooms the cleanest potties in Texas. Okay? I always kid about that. Don't tell Bucky's, but we are cleaner than them. And and Jesse is our lead travel counselor at the visitor center. So remember, if you want to plan a vacation here in your local area, or you want to plan a vacation outside in the state of Texas somewhere, we should be your first stop. And because we have information, we can help you with the best places to go, the best places to see, how long it'll take you to get there, that kind of thing. So I hope that you'll come out to the visitor center, especially this Friday from 2 to 4. We will be having our tourism roundup. We'll be celebrating tourism with a lot of our local partners throughout Southeast Texas, all the way from up into Newton County, over into Liberty County. So I hope that everyone will come out. We do have popcorn for you because it's always popping at the bin. So y'all remember that. And I know I'm not going to take up much time. I'm going to introduce some of our partners. And I know they want to speak. We've got Port Arthur and Beaumont CVBs here. And then we've got a special guest.
I'm here to thank you all so much for all the funding you provide for us. This is our 10th Regional Visitors Guide. Without your funding from the hotel tax, it wouldn't be out. It's the official publication of tourism here in the area. Also want to thank you for everything else you do for us. I'm a member of the Jefferson County Tourism Commission and the funding you provide to help grow events, and also for being true men of vision with the new water park coming our way and hopefully the new hotel connected to Ford Park. I think that's really going to bring some outreach to us. We'll be able to attract more business than we ever have before. And I'm Dean Conwell. I'm the director of the Convention and Visitors Bureau here in Beaumont. And I'd like to introduce a couple of my staff. Elizabeth Eddins, she's our director of tourism. Stephanie Molina and Tammy. Tammy's the director in Port Arthur, who's probably one of our best friends and best partners. And Diana Bays. Diana actually came in from Austin. She's with the Texas Travel Industry Association. She could have chosen any city in Texas to visit, but she decided to spend a couple days here with us. So we're very, very happy to have all our partners here. So hey, Dean, thank you all very much.
Dean, you forgot to tell us she's on the right side of Texas now.
Can we come up, guys?
Sure.
I'm going to be disruptive for just a second and give everybody popcorn.
Thank you. Neat. Thank you so much.
Our new shirt. So just email your size and we'll get it sent over to you.
Great.
Thank you, Jeff.
Thank you, Tim.
Magazine is in the back. The county magazine is.
Oh, great. Thank you. Oh, thank you.
Pop it down.
Thank you. How are you doing? Thank you so much.
That door popped so hard.
Thank you.
Oh, and one other thing. If you come to the bin on Friday, you will be getting to make some buttons, and they're tourism fun buttons, so you can put your favorite tourist attraction on your button. Thank you.
All right. Thank you very much. And next, Ms. Pash, Judge Thorne, we have the proclamation for Drug Court Month, if y'all would like to come forward. Cindy's going to do that. Great. Please feel free to come up. The proclamation reads as follows. Whereas over the past 25 years, drug courts have served over 1.4 million individuals, and whereas drug courts are now recognized as the most successful criminal justice intervention in our nation's history, whereas drug courts save up to $27 for every dollar invested and produce up to $13,000 for every individual they serve, whereas 75% of drug court graduates will never see another pair of handcuffs, whereas drug courts significantly improve substance abuse treatment outcomes, substantially reduce drug abuse and crime, and do so at less expense than any other justice strategy, whereas drug courts facilitate community-wide partnerships, bringing together public safety and public health professionals in the fight against drug abuse and criminality, Whereas there are now 2,966 drug courts nationwide, and whereas drug courts are the cornerstone of criminal justice reform sweeping the nation, whereas they demonstrate that when one person rises out of drugs and crime, we all rise, and whereas the time has come to put a drug court within reach of every eligible person in need, now therefore be it resolved that the Commissioner's Court of Jefferson County, Texas declares that a drug court month be established during the month of May 2015, recognizing the significant contributions drug courts have made toward reducing substance abuse, crime, and recidivism while saving valuable resources. Signed by the members of the Commissioner's Court this day.
Thank you, Judge. I'm very honored that Jefferson County has three drug courts here. We have an adult drug court, we have a family treatment drug court, and we also have a juvenile drug court, so we're able to reach a lot of people in this community. Had the pleasure this last week to visit with some of our graduates. We'll be having a graduation next week out of our adult drug court, and just want to share a little bit about what some of the things they've shared with me. One of them told me today that his officer, drug court is fortunate because you have so many people on a team working for the success of a person. We have counselors and caseworkers and probation officers and judges and UA techs and any kind of resource we can come together to try to help this person be successful. This particular person said his probation officer told him in the beginning, if you want to be successful, you'll need to work this program like you want it. This person, when he was 15, he had his first child. He was out there drinking and drugging, not being a good example. Now at age 23, and I was astounded that at this young age he's come this far, he's been clean for over a year. He has a steady job. He pays his bills, his rent, his utilities. He is an example to his kids. He has a one-year-old and two stepchildren, and he said what makes him most proud is that he can show them what it is like to be a provider and a good example. And he also has the opportunity to now to make up for some of that time with his seven-year-old where she didn't see him in such a good place. Another one we have that I talked to is 35. He's a Marine, came back over here with PTSD and some injuries. Told me this morning, he said, if you don't work the program, it will work you. He said, I noticed in the beginning, you know, kind of just going through the motions, but then it started working on me. He said that he drank a lot in his lifetime to the point of blackouts to where he literally scared his family. They'd tell him the next morning what he did, and he didn't have any recollection of any of it. When he first came into our program, he was on pain medication, and we only allow non-narcotic medication. He was able to transition off of that and realize that it really wasn't something that he needed. It was just something he was using. What made the difference to him, he said, was when he came into the program, he learned that the staff genuinely cares about you. He told me, you can tell when someone is at a job just to work, and when they are there because they have a passion for it. And all of these people standing behind me are those types of people. They want to see people succeed. And we go above and beyond to try to figure out what it is that's going to work for this particular person. What we do in our court, Judge Dollinger's court, is when you have an excellent report, which means you've accomplished all your goals for that two-week period, you get cookies. And it sounds simple, but this particular person says, I still remember when I got my first set of cookies. That might be small to some, but for me, it was a great victory. He handles situations better now. He's helping two of his little cousins by teaching them the fundamentals of t-ball and softball because their dads are not in their lives. In addition, he's being a good dad to his three children. His family's very supportive of him. And people come up to him that knew him in the past when he was really out there drinking and drugging, and they're like amazed that he has accomplished this sobriety in his life. And it makes him feel good when they say, man, if you can do it, I know I can do it. So we do good things in drug court, and we really appreciate you continuing to support this because it is that pebble in the pond. When you change one, you really do affect the whole community. So thank you for continuing to support us. I think Judge Thorne has something.
I want to thank Commissioners Court and County Judge for all of your support over the years. And thank our partners, because we've got a bunch of partners that receive no funding or no money for their assistance, and it's huge. There's CASA, there's of course CPS in my court, MHMR, Land Manor, the Women's Shelter, Beaumont Occupational, and many, many others. And I know, because I've talked to you in the past, you're aware of the difference in the success rate that a drug court has over not getting special treatment from a specialized court. The difference is something like 65% success rate in our courts, as opposed to a 5 to 10% when you don't go through a specialized court. And as Cindy just said, the ripple effect is huge. Your children, your grandchildren, it makes a difference because it becomes genetic. Thank you so much for everything that you've done and your support over the years. We really appreciate you. Thank you.
Well, we appreciate you thanking us, Judge, but Cindy's the one who has to fill out all the grants to the state. All I have to do is click on them. She's the one who does all the work.
Judge, I want to say this. There's something that caught me in what the judge read, and it was that 75% number, which state that 75% of those individuals that graduate would never see handcuffs again or drugs. So that is what is, like you said, that pebble that in the rip in the whole ocean to save our community, and that's why I would like to applaud you for the works you do.
All right, go to our items under purchasing. Item A is to consider, improve, execute, receive, and file change order number 4 for Jefferson County New Health Clinic, Round 1 Disaster Project, now funded by the Texas General Land Office with NNT Construction, for an increase of $1,636.55 for the relocation of the existing door 188 for security purposes and the addition of restroom mirrors, bringing the total contract amount from $1,986,002.97 up to $1,987,639.52. And this change order will increase contract working days by 5 days, bringing the total contract working days to 337. Due to inclement weather. Item B is to consider and possibly approve an interdepartment transfer of 2000 Ford Crown Victoria from Sheriff to Constable Precinct 6 as authorized by local government code section 262.011J. Do I have a motion on those items under purchasing?
So moved.
Moved by Commissioner Alfred, seconded by Commissioner Weaver. Any discussion? I did mean to ask you this, Deb, before court, and time got away from me, but why was it that the mirrors weren't in? Do you know?
No.
Why NNT didn't?
They missed it.
I'm Samuel Fountain with Cheek & Associates. What happened were the mirrors were in the drawings, but they were never in the spec documents.
Okay.
So it was an oversight on our architect's part.
Gotcha.
But keep in mind that it increases the price, but it would have been increased at the time of the bid, the same amount. You're getting all 12 mirrors for $1,300 installed and everything, so.
Very good, thank you.
Not a problem.
All right, any other discussion? Commissioner Senegal is out ill today and he called me. I promised I would ask that question on his behalf. Okay, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? The ayes have it unanimously. Under County Auditor, item A is to consider and approve a budget amendment for the 317th District Court for additional costs for indigent defense in the amount of $65,000. Item B is to consider and approve a budget transfer for Constable Precinct 1 for additional costs for travel in the amount of $2,400. Item C is to receive and file financial and operating statements for the month ending March 31st, 2015. Item D is to consider and approve applying for the 2015 Port Security Grant Program and authorizing the county auditor to submit an application through the grants.gov and ND Grants, the FEMA portal, Estimated grant request is $815,700 with a match of $203,925. That match will be funded $197,925 from the Marine Division, which will be reimbursed to the county by the Navigation District, and $6,000 in county funds. Item E is regular county bills, check number 406833 through 407086. Do I have a motion on those items under auditor? Moved by Commissioner Alford, seconded by Commissioner Arnold. Discussion.
Marine grant restricted to Jefferson County, right?
Yes.
Port security grant.
Yes.
Port security, they've gotten away from the fiduciary agent, and it's just with the individual entities.
Good, good. I know that makes you happy. All right, any other discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it unanimously. Back under county commissioners, item A is to designate any vehicle assigned to or operated by the Jefferson County Emergency Management Office as an authorized emergency vehicle pursuant to Chapter 275 Texas Transportation Code, passed by House Bill 802 in the 83rd Legislature. Item E is to consider and possibly grant a 30-day extension for Jefferson County Emergency Services District Number 3 to submit their annual audit required for fiscal year 2013-14 in accordance with Section 775.082 of the Texas Health and Safety Code. Item F is consider and possibly grant a 30-day extension for Jefferson County Emergency Services District Number 4 to submit their annual audit required for fiscal year 2013-14 in accordance with Chapter 775.082 of the Health and Safety Code. Item G is consider and possibly approve and receive and file a resolution for a new location of bulletin board for posting of official notices. Item H is to consider and possibly approve and authorize the county judge to execute an amended interlocal agreement between Jefferson County, Texas, and the Southeast Texas Regional Radio System to add Orange County, Texas, and the Texas Department of Public Safety as stakeholders in our radio interoperability program. And via addendum, item I is to consider and possibly approve exempting the Beaumont U.S. Army Recruiting Company from paying for security for their event, Our Community Salutes, to be held on Monday, May 26, 2015, which will be paid via budgeted funds. Do I have a motion on those items? Moved by Commissioner Weaver, seconded by Commissioner Arnold. Any discussion?
Questions on, explain that A to me, because I looked.
On all your emergency vehicles, there was, the last legislative session, there was some legislation passed that says that you can designate various vehicles for the police, fire, emergency management, and so forth as emergency vehicles that are qualified to act as such. And our emergency management vehicle, we did not designate it after the last legislative session, which we should have done. And I had missed the legislation. And then the audit extension requests were
Those audit extensions. We giving both of them opportunity. Does that is that going to be a continual, or just because it's in the infancy stages that they're getting their stuff together?
I really don't have any information on those two. I mean, I can go from what's in the code is that you know, they have a certain amount of time to get those done. They are actually trying to get outside firms, is what I understand, because okay. They haven't contacted us, or the court has not ordered the auditor to do the audit.
No, we don't want to. Neither.
Yeah, that's great. Love that. But I think probably just the newness of getting their books set up, just to get the initial audit done.
Yeah.
It's always the toughest year.
Okay.
They, Mr. Hines, their attorney, called and said that they, in the process with the Emergency Services District turning over their assets to the ESD in exchange for the funding, and getting all the books together. The CPAs were just a little bit delayed. But he said that they will have them at the appropriate time. And let's see. Any other discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it unanimously. Under engineering, we have one item, item A, which is to execute, receive, and file a utility permit to Texas Windstream, Inc. to place a fiber optic cable along the north side of Willis Road to League Road and then south along the east side of League Road. That's located in precinct number 4. Do I have a motion on that item? Moved by Commissioner Arnold. Seconded by Commissioner Weaver. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Passes unanimously, and that completes our regular agenda. Does any member of the court have anything they wish to add without our taking action? If not, then we are adjourned. Thank you very much, Commissioner.